Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Have you noticed how noses have become a very hot topic in the media because of some very key famous people? I'll tell you three of them right off the top. The first one is Meghan Markle. I mean, aside from being a beautiful girl, I have seen an increase in the number of patients that have come in with them bringing photos on their cell phone of Meghan Markle's nose. And it's interesting because it's really not the perfect nose. So I'm fascinated by why people gravitated to like really wanting that shape and that nose, because in all honesty, when you look at it, and trust me, I've done my share of looking at that nose, not only, you know, from my perspective, but even when patients come in, they're like increasing the size of the screen, they're making the nose like in all different ways that I can really see it. It still has a little bit of bump on the dorsum. It does appear a little long. The tip is not the most perfected tip, but there is something really interesting about having a very attractive, beautiful girl that has a nose that's not 100% like the perfect Barbie doll-ish kind of nose. And I think it's fascinating to show patients that with the nose that they have, if we just can critique it together and really take away some parts of it that make that nose not look as elegant, let's say, as they would like it to be, they can still maintain the same look of their face and their nose, but just make portions of it more elegant and more beautiful. And I think if you look at Meghan Markle's nose, you can see that that's exactly what's going on. That nose does not have every element that we would say from a rhinoplasty perspective that's perfect. But it does, she's a beautiful girl and it does fit her face very, very well. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are attracted to it, because I think they see themselves inside of that picture. It's not the most perfect nose in the world, but maybe they also don't really want the most perfect nose. They're just looking to have something that looks a little bit more elegant or more like that one. Let me give you another one. Rihanna. Unbelievably beautiful girl, phenomenal singer, but has a nose that many African-American patients have come in bringing that picture in. And the interesting part about it is, again, it's not an overdone nose. It most likely was operated on because it does have a very beautiful dorsum or like transition from like in between her eyes down to the tip. But the tip is slightly elevated, not overly. And the nostrils look like they have been maybe what we would consider debulked or not as thick, but they're still natural looking. It's not a pinched nose like a Michael Jackson-ish look or someone that's had a very operated, overdone looking nose. And I think a lot of the patients that bring that nose in on a cell phone photo or something like that are basically telling me, hey, listen, I don't really want to have an overly operated on looking nose, but I do like the aesthetics of that nose. I like that the tip is slightly elevated. I like that the nostrils are not bulbous. I like that the tip itself is not bulbous. I like the fact that it's not a gigantic scooped out looking bridge of the nose. It kind of looks like it meets her facial features properly. And even though it was operated on most likely, it wasn't overdone. It was done like in a perfect way. And I love when patients bring in photos of things like this because it lets me have more comfort in knowing they're not looking for an overdone look or something that's just going to look funny on their face. Let me give you a third person that people bring the nose in that I'm not sure a lot of you would even guess, but it's a guy's nose, and it happens to be Justin Bieber. Take a look at some YouTube photos and things like that, and see what I'm talking about. But from a guy's nose perspective, and we do a lot of men's nose jobs, it looks like a guy's nose. You know, years ago, I've been doing this a long time now. So back in my, you know, beginnings of my career, when men would come in for a rhinoplasty, many times they were bringing in very overdone looking men's noses. And it did concern me because it was, again, taking away from a man's appearance by making the nose look overly feminine. Now, if somebody really wanted that and that's the direction they were heading, that's fine. But most of the time, I don't think that these guys that wanted to maintain a masculine look realized that going with too small of an extreme nose would definitely weaken that masculinity version of themselves. And I think for a long time, I had to be the guy that said, you know, let me explain something to you. I know the nose you're picking out looks really nice, but on your face, that little baby nose is going to look awfully funny. And I just don't think that that's the direction you want to go, because I don't know if everybody sees themselves with this nose, with the same jawline, with the same cheekbones, with the, you know, the brows the way they are. I think they're just picking out that nose to such a an inordinate degree that they're not seeing it in the sea of everything else that's happening. And that's kind of my job to pick that out. So seeing a nose like Justin Bieber's come in as being a celebrity nose that people like is actually a really interesting thing for me, because it is like a regular nose. There's nothing about it that's overly done. There's nothing about it that really looks crazy. And to believe it or not, on a lot of men that come to see me, that type of nose, that shape, that look fits a lot of guys very, very well. And I think when they bring that in again, from the relief of the plastic surgery perspective or the plastic surgeon's perspective, it lets me have more of a comfort level that they're not going for an extreme crazy look that ultimately they may be sorry that they did go for. So those are the three names of people that from a plastic surgeon's perspective, I'm seeing more and more of: Meghan Markle, Rihanna, and Justin Bieber. And the take-home message from those three is that, believe it or not, it's getting to be more like, hey, I'll accept some irregularities to the nose. I'll accept a non-perfect nose, but I like the way that one appears. I like the overall gestalt or the overall feeling that that nose has. And then when I break down with the patient what those elements of that nose happen to be, I get a sense of where they're going with it. So anybody that's thinking of rhinoplasties, take a look at these three noses. And if you go in to see your plastic surgeon, you want to talk about it, again, you know, really critique what aspects of these noses appeal to you and see if it'll meet the rest of the structures of your face. And I think you'll end up with a really great nose. Thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. See you later. Bye-bye.